Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, it wouldn't be a Monday morning if we didn't have computer issues. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. Ain't that right?
Buenos dias. It just could not be that smooth of a Monday, would it? I mean, on a normal long week, DZ, only us. How are you?
Why would it? Why would it? It shouldn't be. It wouldn't be. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, it is Monday. We made it. September 9th, 9-9 today. It's 9-9. And I hope you had a good weekend. I'm excited to hear what everybody else did this weekend. DZ, I'm not a fan of waking up, though, to this darker situation, if you know what I mean.
Environment, if
yeah,
you will.
This fall nonsense, these shorter days, not a fan. Not a fan
not
of
for you.
No, because just like 2 weeks ago, we were coming into work and it was sunny out. And now we're coming in and it's dark and it's just going to go downhill from there.
And I don't want to call it gloomy because I wouldn't say gloomy. It's not gloomy.
No, it's not. It's not gloomy.
Dark.
It's just shorter days with no sunshine that are no fun. But hey,
that's
know what?
Right.
Let's bring it up. Let's talk about our weekends, shall we? Should we do the question of the day?
Let's.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, DZ, I know that you have been home with the wife recovering, and you guys have started to get out of the house a little bit more, getting back to normal life this week. You're trying.
Trying.
So what did you do this weekend? Because you go first, then I'll go. Because I might surprise everyone with what I did this weekend. You go.
Oh really? Yeah. Now you might surprise everybody.
I just might. Just look out, everybody. I might surprise you. What did you guys do? Did you get out of the house at all? What did you do?
We stepped out for like a tiny, tiny amount of time, right? But
okay.
that wasn't even the bulk.
Oh.
I'd say the main part of our weekend.
Yeah.
And I will say this proudly. It was spent washing and folding laundry.
I can relate.
The backlog, if you will.
And
it was the backlog.
Let me guess. You got it done, and then it just started all over again, like a cycle that never ends.
How do you know that there's a half load of laundry in my washer right now? Allie, do you got cameras in my house? We were all caught up.
It's funny. So was I. You just reminded me. I left something in there last night. Better go get it when I get home from work. See?
You're trying to combine loads. We could do one load and just save water, save money?
Yes, but it would never end. I swear, I'm with you. I did laundry and I did all the comforters and the sheets this weekend. And that alone takes a damn day.
Bruh.
I mean, up and down, switching comforters in and out, flipping the comforter around because it's not fully dry, running the dryer again with the comforter.
Because it didn't dry at the right time the first time because it all got tangled up.
That part, and I'm telling you, DZ, every single time I do like sheets and comforters, it takes all day. And I just get so annoyed. I'm like, we're just going to sleep in filth.
Can I give you a pro tip on that? Like, for real?
Yes.
I know we've got washers at home, and honestly, I haven't done this in a while myself, but one of the most genius things my wife and I have ever done is when we got blankets, comforters, pillowcases, all the big stuff, take it all and go to the laundromat.
How did They've I know you were going to say that? I knew
extra,
it.
Extra big washers and dryers. You can knock it all out. Boom. 20 minutes apiece. You out of there. 40 minutes. Dry, clean, perfectly pressed. Yes.
That is a pro tip, actually, because I did spend all day doing sheets and comforters. Actually, and that's worth it in less than an hour in and out.
40 minutes in and out. Worth I mean, it might take you an hour to get there. By the time you're back home, an hour and 15 minutes with travel time and dry time.
Well, I don't know if Labor Day weekend did something to you and I, because I, too, did a lot of cleaning. Almost like fall cleaning in the fall. Not spring cleaning, but fall cleaning.
You winterized the house.
I did, and I went crazy. I got all the laundry done, but more than anything, I worked out a ton. That was like the theme this weekend. I was like, I'm going to get my life organized. I'm going to make healthy choices. I'm going to meal prep. I'm going to go to the gym. And I went to the gym multiple times. And when my friends wanted to hang out, we went for a walk. That's right. You heard me.
A walk?
A walk. Who am
Only?
I? Me and my friend Shelly, DZ, we walked 2.5 miles on one of the trails by my house.
Were y'all playing Pokemon Go?
No! Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? We did it just cause. Who are we?
That's strange, man. Are y'all okay? Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
But you're not okay in a good way.
In a good way. I'm just trying to make better choices, drink a little less, go to the gym a little more, clean my house, organize, and just feel good. Like, I felt good when I woke up this morning. Like, I was ready for the week, you know?
It feels, like a regenerative period, especially before the weather shift. Because it's a shift about to happen, so let's make sure our shift is ahead of the curve. You feel me?
Oh, you lost me at shift. Oh, man. All right, 414-533-1037. I thought about the weather shifting and the days getting shorter, DZ, and I just got really sad. And I went, yep, we're getting into hibernation mode. That's us.
No, but we're talking weekends. We're bringing it up. Fun weekends.
Yay! Forget about the fact that I hibernated all weekend. We're having fun.
Fun, yay!
All right, let's hear what you guys did. 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about our weekends and something cool we did this weekend, so we might as well start with one of the OGs, DZ.
Okay. Hey!
You know who it is.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Good morning, Ryan. I was a good girl. I was a good girl this weekend. What did you do? Were you a good girl, Ryan?
I was a good girl, I promise. Uh-huh. I actually did some cleaning myself, but I gave it up also at the same time on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We made a 2-hour drive down to, is it Rochelle, Illinois?
Uh-huh. For what?
Oh, yeah, sure.
For what?
Yeah.
Yep.
For a steam engine, like a giant, like it was a, like 1941 steam engine.
This sounds cool.
Hold on.
In person.
Did you just buy a train? What did you just say on air, Ryan? Wait, you just bought a steam engine?
Is it always there, or is it like on display and it moves?
No, this actually is traveling the country. They brought it out of retirement. And they refreshed it and everything. Like, it is a true 1941 steam engine, 125 plus feet long. The wheels on this thing are as tall as me.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even taller. It was
awesome. Oh, wow.
Emerson,
you know you got to send us pictures, man.
Yeah.
I got I got so many, I don't even know how to send an album because it
was just so much. Well, Ryan, we know you don't because you also have an Android, so of course you're behind the times.
Hey, yo.
Hey, guess what? They got Google now. Google Messages, where it can send to an iPhone and you can
Ryan, I dated a guy with an Android for 5 minutes. We went over this. Don't you remember?
Android guys always late to the party.
Always. Hey,
I will gladly be late. Thank you.
We know.
We know, man.
Says the guy who went to look at a steam engine. Of course he's behind the times.
And bought it.
All right, Ryan.
See you later, Father Time.
Bye. Oh, he's funny, dude. All right, next up, we'll get another one on the phone. Another regular. Okay.
All right, animated this morning.
That was almost ahead.
The rounds are ready, baby. I'm making them right now. Maybe that's why.
Hold on, Amanda and Racine. Slow down. She was like ahead of it. She's already going. Like we got to slow down a little this morning, Amanda.
Already.
Hold on.
Without caffeine.
All right. So Ryan went to look at a steam engine in Illinois. What did you and the family do this weekend, Amanda?
So I was actually a photographer this weekend. My mother-in-law got married, remarried.
Aww. And you did the boudoir shoot before.
No, this is like the first time I actually was a professional with it.
Aww.
But we went bar hopping. We went to the Wind Point Lighthouse. That's where they got married.
We
bar hopped.
Mother-in-law? Who got married?
Her mother-in-law got remarried. Yeah.
Mother-in-law. Remarried. Sorry, I had to do the math in my brain.
Her first husband passed. But now she has remarried her second husband.
This is like how we talked about blended families and if one dies and how all this goes and the mother-in-law.
Yep.
So she's getting remarried. Okay, very nice.
But I wasn't a good girl at all. We were bar hopping.
Oh, she said, but to answer your question, no.
And I'm broke, baby. We were bar hopping.
And I'm broke, baby.
Amanda, I didn't pay a dime, actually.
Listen.
I was pretty lucky.
I mean, I know I let loose now when my kids are older, but when the kids were little, if I got a chance to go out, it was on. So I don't blame you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame you.
There was
one
no
bit.
Kids, so I was like, hell yeah, baby, it's time.
Girl,
that's right.
Enjoy
Amanda
your
said,
life.
Turn down for nothing.
Exactly.
All right, Amanda, you have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Bye. All right, we got trouble next on the phone, DZ. Michelle is in Hartford. I was a good girl. I can promise you she was not, because I know her.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
My mouth just dropped to the floor.
Oh, you heard that?
Is not good, Allie?
Oh, you heard that? I didn't know you heard that. My bad.
Actually,
I know we had to.
Actually, what? Tell me what you did, Michelle.
I cleaned out two of my closets, my armoire, because I'm getting rid of clothes because I'm trying to move, and I rode my recumbent bike for a total of 3 hours this weekend. I was very good.
Oh, very good. And look at you, Allie. Eat your words. Say it. Eat your words.
Okay, fine. We were both trying to better ourselves this weekend, which means next week is going to be total garbage, and we're going to go straight down the drain.
Pretty much. I'm going up for my birthday, so it's game on.
We didn't need her birthday to make an excuse for next weekend why we're going to be ratchet.
Made it better, though.
All right, Michelle, thanks for calling by.
Bye, guys.
Well, was something in the air that, you know, everybody was doing things to clean or be good this weekend? I mean,
did you peep that too? Did
weird.
You peep that?
Maybe we were tired.
Because I definitely didn't think that's what everybody was going to say, though. I thought, like, man, I'm the only one cleaning right now, I guarantee it.
Nope. I feel like every weekend in September now I have something. I've got the Ovarian Cancer Alliance walk this weekend. I've got Susan G. Komen the next weekend. Like, we have stuff nonstop this month. It's just a busy month for everybody. Somebody texted in and said, we celebrated our firstborn's fourth birthday party that was Ghostbusters theme this weekend. Nice.
Aww. Who are you going to call?
Aw, Ghostbusters. Stephanie said, I had my son's 16th birthday party. This mama is not okay. It goes so fast. Michelle from Franklin, Saturday, my son had his first football game, so I volunteered at concessions, then watched his game, then his scout troop had a brat fry. Oh, they were on fire. They were busy.
Izzy busy. I see y'all out here. I mean, it is football season, ain't it? Look at y'all. I can't wait to go to a game.
Well, it's time to go to the guy with the super hot wife, Danny in Oak Creek. That's what I'm going to call him now that I met him and his wife. Hi, Danny. Danny, don't leave us hanging. Hello.
Daniel?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was talking about you and your hot wife. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he knows.
Danny, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I hung out with Ryan and Amanda.
You did?
On Friday night.
What?
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
We met up down at Beer Garden.
Oh, I forgot you guys were doing that this weekend, and they didn't even mention it. They just blew right past that because they're so sick of us. They're mad we don't come anymore.
Hey, everybody's busy.
Wait.
Danny still loves us, though, right?
For sure. Danny, hold on. I need a full report. What happened when you met up with Ryan and Calabama and Amanda and Racine and all the regulars were secretly together without us? Tell me one good piece.
It wasn't a secret. We were invited.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time. Everybody was talking. Everybody's wives, husbands were there, and we had a good time hanging out.
Our
squad was out. That was cool.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I had to work all weekend long, and then my hot wife had to do hot cleaning the house.
Oh, I bet you like that.
Yep.
He came home because he was working all weekend.
Yeah, but then he came home. She was sitting there in the yoga pants, dusting the end table.
No. I came home, and she was sleeping.
Never mind.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What would DZ do, or what should DZ do?
Man, it's a should today, and yes. I don't even want to play the music. Cut it, man.
Sorry,
I'm not having it today.
Oh, no.
I'm not having it today.
Oh, no.
Man.
What's wrong?
I'm overtired, I'm frustrated, and I'm about to snap.
Oh, no.
You better come get your nephew, Allie. Come get your nephew.
What?
Come get this 3-year-old.
No.
Come get this little boy before I pop him. Come get this little boy before I pop him upside his head with the back of my hand. Come get him. You better come get him.
Back off my nephew. What happened?
I don't even know where to start. But it's should DZ do today?
Oh no, my nephew. Sammy's perfect.
You say that every time.
She is perfect.
Oh, this boy is running me through my paces already, man. Mm-hmm. And I just don't even know what to do. So I'm gonna just lay it out there. What would you do about your 3-year-old throwing things at his door at 3 a.m. when everyone else in the house is sleeping, or at least trying to sleep? Huh?
He did what?
And he's not throwing teddy bears.
Oh, not my
little
baby.
This man is throwing lotion bottles. This man is throwing play equipment. This man is throwing entire books.
Oh,
I don't know what else is. Shoes?
Wait.
What else is there? Any heavy object he could find to make the door clank and bang, this man is throwing it at the door at
three in the morning? I shouldn't laugh, because if one of my kids did this at 3 a.m., it would be on. So
on.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm picturing little Sammy throwing lotion bottles like a crazy person, and it just made me giggle. Why is he so angry? What is the problem? He wasn't doing this a week ago. What happened?
A random hodgepodge and myriad of, like, who knows what.
Mm.
And this isn't him, like, lashing out, possibly. This isn't him regressing in any degree. This is him just not having it with whatever decision we've made, whether it's telling him to go to bed, whether it's who's put him to bed, whether it's us letting him go to bed with underwear or a pull-up on instead, whether it's the pants he's got on. This man has just gotten this random little streak of indecisive, not what you want me to do decisiveness, that has gotten him to this level.
Oh, and sometimes when you don't get your way, you throw things. It happens. Let my nephew live, DZ. Mm-hmm. Let him live.
Let me explain the way our life is set up. The boys share a room.
Oh, Sammy.
So Danny, nine-month-old.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I forgot Danny's in the same. Mm-hmm. Wait, so hold on. Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk about this on this show yet. I didn't catch up. In my mind, Danny's still in your room. Danny and Sammy.
I was about to explain.
Oh, no.
It's like, I don't think people realize these boys have been sharing a room for the past couple months now, few months. But, you know, Danny going on 10 months here in a couple of days is trying to sleep through it. But is it happening? No. It's a very much so disrupting sleep cycle. So the other day I was up until 4:30 in the morning after this little boy started lashing out around 3 a.m. throwing books and who knows what else was at his door to try to get somebody to get in that room and react. And the patience inside of me that it took to not...
DZ, as a parent, I feel you, and I'm proud of you. I am very proud of you, because it would have taken everything. I would have barged in that room yelling, and I would have woken the whole house up. It would have been on, dude.
Oh, you want to learn how to kick a door down? Let me show you.
Okay, so I didn't realize the boys were sharing. So now we got them both in the same room. Sammy's all of a sudden decided he's going to get up in the middle of the night and start throwing things until somebody, like you said it best, reacts. Yep. He's not expressing himself well, but he's three. This is a normal thing probably for a three-year-old, but that doesn't mean you don't need help. And what the hell's he supposed to do, everybody?
Talked to him. We've said, Sammy, this isn't good. This isn't smart. At various times, because he's done it around nap time too, but the worst was this 3 a.m. that he did the other day.
Yeah.
Where I was like, all right, no. Whatever we've done isn't working so far, because we've tried the stern approach of like, Sammy, stop it. Go to bed, lay down.
Yeah.
No more, no mas, right? Then we tried this, Sammy, Papi, the gentle P. You get one GPO from me, one gentle parenting opportunity from me before I'm ready to smack you. Because this little man, I've talked to him and said, listen, if you go to bed like this, if you're angry when you're in your room or if you're frustrated, then we're going to have unhappy dreams. And we want to have happy dreams, right, son? We want to dream of sunshines and rainbows and happy things and football. And going crazy isn't it. And Daddy's about to go crazy.
Gentle parenting and real mental health, you know, check in. Like, the parent, like, it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be like, that's it! And lose it. And lose it. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. DZ needs help. Somebody texted in and said, put bubble wrap on the door so it scares him when he throws things. So it pops every time.
Y'all don't know this little boy. You gonna start a game. Then he's playing bubble pop against our door. No.
Oh, no. Somebody else texted in and said, upgrading to Saint DZ status today, boy. Good job, fam. See? And then somebody else said, this was my other thought. Children feel the stress of their parents and act out. You guys have been through a lot. So there might be something to that, too. And you guys have both been home a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, even though things are going to, you're going to start going back to work, and so is your wife eventually, things have been different. So it could be something with that. And maybe you'll get back into the swing of things and he'll go back. I don't know.
I'm ready to hear all reasoning and rationale. I'm not going to disagree with you immediately, directly, because I appreciate the text. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I feel like we've handled our stuff well enough in front of them, right? And just in general. But you might not be wrong. Who knows? What does everybody think? What does everybody say? I don't know.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, somebody texted in DZ and said, take the door off and hang a shower curtain. Give him an early taste of his teen years. He's three, you guys. He's three. He doesn't care about he's three. He'll probably love it if you took the door off. He'd probably have the time of his life.
I was going to say, have you taken the door off of a three-year-old's room? They'd love the in and out and freedom to just come and go as they please. I'm not going to do that to myself in my sleep. Nope. No way.
So DZ, fill everyone in. It's What Should DZ Do? Sammy, my perfect little nephew over there, the three-year-old, I don't know what the problem is. He's throwing things at the door.
Don't set this up in his favor, man. He's throwing things at the door. The latest integration of this is at 3 a.m. the other night when everybody was just trying to sleep.
Yeah.
He's sitting there throwing lotion bottles, books, any heavy object he could find in his room realistically, or hard object. Doesn't even have to be heavy. Something to make a sound, because he can't get out of his room. He's upset with whatever, for any reason, whatever he's got going on in his three-year-old little brain, because he was unhappy with who put him to bed, or unhappy with the pants he got on, or doesn't want that blanket or that pillow. And we're like, bruh, come on, man.
He's like, I'm not going to be happy till you do every demand and command I put out there.
Yep. He's trying to dictate our lives, and we're like, no, we're not letting it happen. And he's lashing out. And since him and Danny, our other baby, are sharing the room, our nine-month-old and our three-year-old, it's been rough because they're waking each other up, and who knows how to fix this. Help.
Yeah, you're in some hard stages right now. Heather's in Shorewood this morning. She wants to give you some advice. Hey.
Morning.
What's going on, Heather? You got some advice?
It's hot in here.
For real.
My daughter went through this. What I did, you can't react. You have to ignore it. And then every morning I'd wake up and I'd pick up whatever she threw at the door, and she's not getting that back till she treats herself with respect. And she went away after a few times of her having no toys. because everything was getting taken
away. I was going to say, if they start making a pile of all his stuff, that might actually be funny if you guys have a basket of all the things he's thrown and be like, you can't have it back until he's going to be like, I didn't need that stupid lotion anyway.
Forget that lotion. Yeah, I don't even like bath time. Lies.
He loves
bath
time. They want to play with.
Yeah.
And they can't play with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so fair.
Okay.
You just can't react, though. You can't yell at them. You can't give them the reaction, any kind of reaction.
I feel like...
positive reaction or negative.
Can't feed into it.
I feel like DZ said all of that, like that he said, we weren't going out of our way to not react, to not give him the reaction he's craving or trying to get out of us. And still this guy... boom, lotion against the door.
Lotion.
Boom, book against the wall.
That's why you take away the stuff they're throwing. Because then they're
his room's going
to stuff animals to throw.
Heather, he's going to have a mattress in there pretty soon if he keeps throwing stuff, and a mattress only.
And a baby, another baby. Danny.
Maybe not even that.
Danny's going to be sleeping on the roof just to get some quiet peace and quiet around
man.
Here.
Yeah. Listen, we might all be sleeping in the basement.
Room. She did not. But when she was there, when she was doing it, all of her toys and anything that she was throwing was getting taken away. I think she had a stuffed animal that she refused to throw, and that was it. And she couldn't even play with it during the day, even if she wanted to. So, yes, if you get down to just the mattress, they'll learn. Like, I'm not going to have anything to do during the day.
We're going to hold you to it, Heather. We're going to try this next. I say this like I have any...
I'm in his house. I am going to try it out, though. I'm going to, because imagine this. When he was ripping books, we were like, all right, we got to start taking the books that you're ripping. Now he's only got like 5 books in his room. He's throwing all 5 of them books at the door at some point in time. So guess what? Them 5 books are about to be gone now.
Yeah, he's going to have nothing left. It's
nothing.
I actually like it.
The books when you took them away. And that's why he's down the
side. All right, Heather. Good advice. Thank
you. I'm seeing the logic, Heather.
Have a great day, Heather. Right. We appreciate it. Bye. Oh, that was some good advice. Just keep taking everything he throws until there's nothing left in the room. And Danny's still young enough, and he's a baby, that he won't care. It's not like you have a 18-month-old. You have what Danny's going to be 1 in November. So you don't even have a kid that's going to cry when you take that toy. You know what I mean? He won't notice yet that you took the toys out.
He doesn't play with really any of the toys in their room because it's all Sammy stuff, and he's just in there for the crib, in and out. That's it, wham, bam.
But in a year, he's going to know those toys, and he's going to cry when the, you know what I mean? Now's the time.
In a year, he better not be the next one throwing stuff at the door because it's going to be a problem. We don't need no inspiration from older brother here that early.
Okay, I'm trying to keep up. 45 new messages. Slow down. Was this one person? Okay. Somebody said move the 10-month-old out of the room temporarily and tell him that the baby can come back when he's done doing this and make him clean up the stuff he threw the night before. It's a stage he will get over. Terrorist threes. They don't call it terrible threes.
Threenager.
There are so many texts coming in. Somebody said parenting is not for the weak. I concur.
It definitely ain't.
DZ, I would consider bringing the baby in the room with you guys. Putting the baby... Oh, no. This is a lot of text.
No.
I can't read all this at once. Sorry.
On. Let me cut that there.
Go ahead.
We just got the baby out. The baby's staying out. there's no way. He's not coming back in the room. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, good morning. You can gentle parent and still be firm. When my 3-year-old acts out, I ask, what do you need? A hug to tuck you back to bed? When you need something, come to me. Let's not throw things. Be emotionally available for him and help him find a solution instead of ignoring him. Okay, that's such a I wish. I mean, we all start out like that, though. That's how we start.
And then we've tried that.
And then
it doesn't work.
Because you're trying to reason with someone who's unreasonable and irrational, a 3-year-old.
Right.
And now I'm trying to reason with a nut job because they don't have the emotional maturity to understand.
You ever tried to reason with a kidnapper? Huh? Anybody holding you against your will? You
I
think
swear.
They understand reason?
Huh? Same
no.
Vibe.
That's like negotiating a 3-year-old.
What a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. Announced this weekend, Kendrick Lamar will be the halftime Super Bowl headliner, baby.
That's actually really cool.
I'm so excited about this. When I saw that this weekend, I got excited because he was there with Dre and Snoop. And there's a lot of people, let's be real, we knew who Kendrick Lamar was. There's some people that had to catch up on the Kendrick Lamar train.
Well,
and then they heard songs like this one we just played, you know, and they're like, oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy. guy. Oh, that guy. You know, not everybody knows Money Trees. You know what I'm saying?
He really crossed over more mainstream. I'll give him that this year, you know. But it was definitely did great when he was at the Super Bowl with Dre and Snoop. He's the guy this year. So Kendrick Lamar, for it.
And been huge splash, like you were saying. So it's like, it only makes sense. And when it was announced, even though it was a little bit of a surprise, as soon as like I was done reading the census, I went, no. It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. It just does. Yeah, I felt the same way when they said Kendrick Lamar headlining the Super Bowl halftime show in 2025. It just made sense. Speaking of football, do we even want to go there? I know you grew up. You know what? You better stop laughing. You better be quiet over there.
No, I was laughing for other reasons.
Liar. Just because you're not a Packers fan. Don't you even giggle. Jordan Love, I got to tell you this. I walked in to Walmart. Like 7 a.m. in the morning. What day? Saturday or Sunday? And then what day was the game? Jeez. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But I walked.
The Packer game?
Yes.
It was a Friday night.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then it was the first Friday and the first game in South America.
That's right. And Saturday morning, I walk into Walmart at like 7 a.m. to get eggs or something. And the greeter's like, oh, did you have any info on Jordan Love? And I go,
what?
We're not a sports station. I don't know anything.
Do you have any info?
Well, they think we're in the, you know, we got the inside stuff. Hey. And I just don't.
Has Jordan texted you yet to update himself on the situation?
Hold on, let me check. Nope, but there's one from Simone Biles. No, nobody has texted me. No superstar.
Nah, DZ did text me, though.
DZ and his wife, Erin. and my kid Hudson. No, but I did not have any info on Jordan Love. But I do appreciate that, you know, people, you never know, they ask us just in case. Because we do have a sports station in the building, but I didn't know anything.
Not being a sports station doesn't mean we ain't somehow in tune or at least watching or, you know, got our beat on the pulse, right? But it sucks. It sucks. And I'm not laughing at the fact that he went down, got hurt.
Yeah.
From what I do understand, it isn't season ending, though. It doesn't look like it's going to be season ending.
Thank goodness.
It's more like an MCL, not an ACL, right? Right? That's what sources are appearing to say. So a couple weeks, probably like 6 to 8 max, and then he'll be back at it. So good news. I mean, tough loss. That sucks. It being away from home, big game. South America, all that jazz, but overall, man, y'all look all right.
We need him back for the Super Bowl, and then we can watch Kendrick Lamar and the Packers, and it'll all be perfect in my little world. And DZ, nope, nobody wants the Bears there. Nobody but you. I'm just saying.
I said, I didn't disagree.
You know, I would make you the jerk next, but we have other problems, okay?
Oh, yeah, we do, for real, though.
Am I the Jerk? Coming up next, Kiss FM.
So whoever texted in and wanted to know where the pink tickets are, you can win them online, 1037kissfm.com. And we have tickets to see Pentatonix at their holiday show up on our website. But right now, it's time for Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ, Vivian wrote into the show today.
I'm Viv.
I'm Viv. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. And I love it when people send these and you can just tell they're in their feels. Because that's exactly what happened with Vivian today. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for being in my feels?
Okay. Well.
She said, I have a friend of almost 15 years. We each have 3 kids and life is busy. We try to connect, but it's hard to make anything work. Sounds relatable already.
I know, that's right.
Right? Then she said, this friend invited us to swim after school, and it was a day that finally worked. I was so excited. Then a couple days before our plans, she says, okay, come around 11 or 12. And I messaged her back and said, hey, you said after school, I work, the kids have school. And her reply was just, oh, I have plans to get ice cream with the neighbor. So I was disappointed, but then offered to meet up after for a later swim and said I could bring pizza. But I never heard back. No biggie, maybe she forgot. But just being honest, I was already in my feels. The day came and passed and nothing. So I sent a message saying, hey, where's the love? She never responded. It's been a week now and I've yet to hear from her. Am I in the wrong for being mad she ditched us for ice cream and then ghosted us? Vivian. Okay, so now we got to break this down because really it's am I the jerk for being in my feels? Is she overreacting and being upset? Because this is relatable that you try to make plans with people and everybody's got stuff going on.
Man, where was y'all swimming? They must have a pool at their house.
Must be nice.
I mean, but, I ain't getting no invite. So am I the jerk for being in my field then?
Seriously. Right? But at the same time, she's like, well, hold on. I tried to make everything work, to make this day work. And then she just ghosts me. So should I?
Nothing.
So basically, is she the jerk for being upset or is she not the jerk? And she has every right to be angry because a lot of stuff nowadays, we got to let it go. It's not personal. It's not about us. You know, sometimes you make plans and you reschedule and you don't reach out, but it has nothing to do with them. I said, DZ, I didn't talk to you yesterday. Had nothing to do with you. I thought about it, but it had everything to do with me and my. You know what I mean? It wasn't because I wasn't thinking about you. It's a matter of you can't hang on to some of this stuff every day. You know what I mean?
And you can't make it all happen, right? Because same coin, other side. Yeah. I was over there going, oh, dang, me and Ellie said we was going to see if we was going to kick it. She said
maybe
she wanted
come
to come
over,
by.
And I never even reached out, right? Nothing for 2 days.
But while we're piling on laundry and trying to fold and get it done, and there's no space for anybody to sit because there's stuff everywhere, we're like, who are we going to have over? What are we going to go? No. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. But.
And neither did we. We didn't reach out either because I was like, well, I'll hit you up. Like, we'll hit each other up.
Fine. We're fine.
We're different people, though.
We are good.
We're different people.
You're right. But some people in this same scenario or much like us might really take it personally. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for being in her feels. And I get the weird. I've had this with my friends where I've tried to make plans and they're not as receptive. And then I get in my feels, whereas they'll do the same thing to me and I'm unavailable and I go, well, deal with it. You know what I mean?
Where I see both sides, mm-hmm. it's at different points, mm. right? Where I see the jerk mm-hmm. for me is because you don't want to hold on to the ill will feelings. And sure, you tried to make it all happen.
Yeah.
Where I see jerk is if you stay mad.
Mm.
Where I see not the jerk is because you reached out and you're like, yo, where's the love? Like after the fact,
you tried.
And got zero response
you
back.
Tried.
You already made that effort, right? You tried once. Mm-hmm. That's it. If you stay mad about this, mm-hmm. then I think you're just being jerky because we don't know what happened. And unless mm-hmm. there's an explanation, we're never going to know what happened.
Mm-mm. No, never. Absolutely. Because the friends is going to ghost you and then probably pop up in 3 months and be like, what are you doing?
What up? Want to come swim? No.
414-533-1037. Somebody said on the text line, sounds like the friend is a hurt, not the jerk. But come on. I don't know. I feel like we can't hold on to this kind of stuff anymore. You know,
it's a 15 year friendship. What are you going to do? Toss it out because you ain't get to put your floaties on and get in the pool?
good question. 414-533-1037. That's what we're going to ask everybody. You can call or text that line. Vivian wants to know if she's the jerk for being in her feels after her friend made plans, changed them, and then ghosted her. Should she hang on to this? Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM.
Sure.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wrote into the show and she wants to know if she's the jerk for being in her feels, Vivian, today, because her friend and her made plans. Finally, they have kids, lives, school, and then her friend moved the plans and then ghosted her in the end. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for being in her feels about mm-hmm. the whole thing. Hmm. Let's start with Betty in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Betty. How are you?
I am doing really well. How are you guys?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. We're trying to figure it out for Vivian, though. Is she not the jerk for being in her feels about the situation?
She is not the jerk for being in her feels.
Okay.
Why?
Well, A, we don't really have control over our emotions, right? So this is a friend, and she's hurt. So we can't stop ourselves from being hurt.
Okay. I do see that.
You're allowed to feel. Okay.
You're allowed to feel your feels, but...
I hear a but. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I am guessing there is some backstory that we don't know about between these two.
Maybe.
Oh, mean like maybe some turmoil?
Well, not even turmoil, but is it possible this friend was already trying to distance herself and this is somebody who's like... not a close friend, but a convenience friend.
Okay. Actually, hold on. I actually go where you're going here, because in my mind, I thought, well, I do this. This happens with my friends where we have to move and rearrange and change and ghost and talk 3 days later. And I thought,
or what's 3 weeks.
Or 3 weeks. But you know what? She might be onto something, because if it's a full-on change of plans and ghost, you might be a secondary friend.
B-team friend.
Yeah, you're not an A-team. And it wasn't that important.
Yeah. So my recommendation, while she's not the jerk, my recommendation to her is probably to reevaluate the friendship and see where she stands in this person's life to see if they're equal in their friendships.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Because if she's because if she's valuing the friendship more than this other person is, maybe it's time to treat the friendship the same way the other person is, so her feelings aren't hurt next time.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Can't argue with that logic. I mean,
but you know what? She's right, though. Not the jerk for being in your feels. You can feel whatever you want to feel. It's about how you behave that becomes the problem. But feeling what you want to feel, your choice. Amen.
To each their own, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Betty.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
She might have been onto something there, because if that's the question.
Right, because she did reach out, right? And under the context, you still weren't shown no love. The friend had the opportunity to go, my bad, things just got busy and I forgot. I just, whatever. And I get it. Everybody's life continues on, but just a courtesy would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa's in Sheboygan. Turn up the music, turn down the lights. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. It's Monday.
Lord help us all. And we actually had to, get up and go today. It wasn't Labor Day. Unbelievable. Rude. Lisa, you just heard what Betty said. She said, not the jerk for being in your feels. What do you think?
I do think she's a jerk. I don't. I mean, I value people's opinions and I value people's feelings.
Doesn't
so don't
sound
get me
like
wrong
it.
On that part.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, whatever. It's Monday. I'll just get it. No, like, you all have kids. I have kids. Like, kids are busy. Sometimes things happen. We don't know the scenario. I also think it's weird that, like, we're using the term ghosting when it comes to, like, these friends, right? Like, they're not in a relationship. Nobody... Like,
but no, they didn't respond. They didn't respond. That's a ghost, right? Is it a ghost? If they,
I would argue that.
That's a ghost.
And ghosting doesn't have to be permanent.
True.
No, and I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes somebody will text me something and I'll look at it and I'm working or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I got to text them back. Right. And then I forget because it's later.
That part.
So I just think that, like, she has to give the other friend a little bit of slack because we don't know the situation with the kids and the busy. I know that she said, I'm going to get ice cream with the neighbor, which that's kind of crappy. But we don't know why she didn't text back. I just don't think she's I do think she's a jerk for just calm down. Like, it's just a play date that you can reschedule or find something else to do with the kids. I don't know. It's just
life isn't that serious. Be the bigger person.
She's getting a little too worked up about it.
She's taking it too personally. That's what Lisa's getting at. And that's what I was saying. You have to be careful sometimes taking these things personally.
Hold on. Right. It's because she feels like the B-team friend. And she's like, I thought I was 18.
She might be.
What? Now she's in her feels going, so you ditch me for ice cream and then you don't hit me back when I hit you up again? Mm-hmm. I'm B-team. Maybe that's what she's really in her feels about, that she realizes they aren't that close.
See, Lisa, look at you making sense. We got to go. Have a great day.
I mean, I'm always the A-team friend, so I don't know about feeling, but you know.
She said, I'm a starter regardless, baby. Mic drop. Lisa, get out of here.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
That was awesome. Day. Well, very big news. The tiebreaker is coming in, and not only is she the tiebreaker, it is day 5 calling into this show, and she has earned her own theme song. Welcome, Sherry in Germantown!
Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super exciting!
Guten Morgen, guten Morgen!
Guten Morgen!
Shout out to the one Germantown person we have! Woo! Finally! Germantown made it on the regulars list! Congratulations!
G-Town stand up!
What? You guys still got a Cracker Barrel up there? What's going on in Germantown?
I don't do the Cracker Barrel in Germantown. No.
All right, Sherry, welcome. We'll get your theme song set up. We'll do that off the air. But congratulations. Welcome to the Regulars Club. You called five days in a row and got your own theme song. But now you're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for being in her feels?
I have to say, I really had to think about this, but I'm going to have to say she's the jerk.
She's a jerk. Because?
Again, her feelings are valid. At the same time, it doesn't need to be something where you hold on to it, because I can tell you, my best friend and I are states away, and there was a weekend that she was going to call me. She didn't call me. I didn't get in my feels. We always pick up where we leave off, and that has to do with the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. It depends on if you're the right friends, then there's no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're locked in, you're good.
All she has to do is pick up the phone or text her and just be like, hey, I'm sorry we missed each other. Maybe we can just make plans for another day and then move on.
Mm. All right. I like it. So she says what? Not the jerk.
No, she says jerk. Jerk. Move on.
She went with Lisa. Jerk. Get over it. Yep. All right. So it was Benny was alone with not the jerk. All right, Sherry. Well, thank you and welcome to the Regulars Club. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Dude, the regulars
like that.
Have been on fire. We've had like three new regulars lately. This is amazing. John Shoup.
This is
Lori in Milwaukee. Yeah,
I missed that.
John Shoup, Lori in Milwaukee, and Sherry in Germantown. The three new ones.
Racking them up, baby.
Woo!
I love it.
I love it, too. Overall, jerk today.
Yeah.
And I'm finally going to get that right. I feel like every day at the end of Am I the Jerk? I go, wait, DZ, we got this. And you're like, no, Allie, went the other way, you dummy. Coming up next, I have to tell you something Hudson actually wanted to do in public, and it might make you cringe. Just hold on. It's next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How are you, DZ?
Good, chilling. Mm-hmm. We getting back to it, you know? Really just kind of, still breathing it out and getting it all good. Wife's preparing to go back to work here soon. And
okay.
We're hopefully aiming to get back to some normal life, right?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about you guys, so I went. I'm sure everybody else has too. They need the check-in to make sure everybody's good. So I'm glad everything's good.
Right.
Hudson's birthday was how many days ago now? I don't know. Hudson turned 11 at the beginning of September, everybody.
It was like a week ago.
September 4th, to be exact. And he wanted to go out to dinner. We went out a couple days before for his birthday. And I said, where do you want to go? And he said, Outback. And I said, you had me at steak. Okay.
Get in the car.
Uh-huh. And you know where he wanted to go with his dad, by the way, just because it's a new place. It's locally just came up. Pizza Ranch in Sussex. Pizza Ranch.
I forgot they busted that one out.
I've never been to a Pizza Ranch, by the way, just for the record.
No.
I'll go. Don't worry. So he wanted to go to Outback with me, though. So when we were there, they said, what brings you guys in today? Because, by the way, we're there at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
At the early bird dinner.
Like true young kids. And
you and the rest of the retirees, right?
I saw my parents in the corner. I went, hey! saw everybody's parents at Outback at 4. And then Hudson goes, well, it's my birthday. And they went, oh, well. So when it ended, they actually, the server came up and said, would you like a birthday treat? And if Hudson goes, no, I go, yes, you do. Yes.
Come on, man.
We don't turn down the free birthday treat. He goes,
take the birthday treat.
I'm so full. I go, nobody cares. Get it. The rest of the table will eat it. Trust me.
Trust me. We share here. Mm-hmm.
And then she says, would you like us to sing as well? And she looks at Hudson dead in the eye. And he stands there. I've never heard a server ask, do you want us to sing? Yes or no? Which, thank the Lord, because we know in today's day and age, most people don't want the singing.
And normally it just happens. When you say yes to the treat, right, or somebody else at the table goes, hey, it's their birthday.
And you
bring them a treat and sing.
And you do that to the wrong person with social anxiety.
They walking.
Forget about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Hudson looks her dead in the eye and he goes, do I want you guys to sing? Yes.
Right.
Now,
bring it on.
Wait, for real? Hudson goes, yeah, for real.
Yeah, sing.
Yes.
Sing to me.
Call the troops and bring it over. I'll be waiting.
Bring the treat. bring the treat, bring the troops. Happy, happy birthday. Whatever y'all got to do, go ahead, sing that song to me, and then we can do it.
And then they leave, and then he eats the ice cream, and it's over. But right. I'm telling you, DZ, the fact that Hudson said yes, I for sure thought he was going to be like, nope, don't sing. He was like, yep. Yep. I'll wait.
Bring it on.
Go ahead. Mm-mm. He did say afterwards he regretted saying yes. I thought that was funny. And I go, so wait, so when it finally happened, then you were embarrassed? He goes, yeah. And I go, nobody's here. Yeah. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody's watching.
When you think you're the only person getting sang to, but then you realize the rest of the restaurant is clapping too, and then the social anxiety really picks up, and you're right. Like, oh my gosh. All eyes are on me. Oh my gosh.
And you know me, I'm one of those people, if you're getting saying happy birthday to, I'll jump in and do the clap for my table. Yes, I will, people. I will support. I will support you.
You got to.
So I want to know, are you the sing to me or don't sing to me, please don't sing to me? We may have more please don't sing to me's, but screw it. I'll take a sing. Hudson will take a song. And I was surprised by this whole decision.
It is a little surprising because I'm the don't even acknowledge it's my birthday kind of cat. Like, no. We could say it is somebody else's birthday, so we still get the birthday treat. Mm-hmm. But don't come over here with no riffraff trying to sing to me. I will walk away from this table. Don't try me.
I don't think you're alone. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Maybe we should ask Russell Nicolet if there's a way to sue people who sing happy birthday when you don't want it.
There's an idea.
Is that a personal injury to your emotional state?
I do feel a lot of distress from it.
Right? 414-533-1037. Are you yes to sing happy birthday? Or no, please don't. We'll talk to you next. Kiss FM. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
I was talking about how Hudson, he turned 11 on September 4th, and this guy actually wanted happy birthday sang to him when we were at Outback.
This kid's crazy.
This kid
in
is
a good
crazy.
Way, but crazy.
No, he is crazy in a good way. One of his teachers is on the phone. Carrie is in New Berlin. Good morning to Hudson's third grade teacher. Hi, Mrs. Doucette. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, DZ. Good. She taught both my boys, Owen and Hudson.
Oh, Lord.
So are
bless you.
Are you yeah, bless you. Bless your heart for what you put up with, boy. Are you surprised Hudson wanted to hear happy birthday sung to him?
Not at all.
From personal experience, nope.
Do you like it sang to you, though?
I am team sing to everybody but me, but I will sing it to my class.
Oh, okay. Do any of the kids ask you not to sing, or do you just go, screw it, it's third grade, you're getting the happy birthday song?
They just go through it.
Yeah.
Everybody else wants to do it, so why not?
Yeah. Well, they're probably excited because there's a treat at the end, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or prize something.
But you know what's funny about you, Carrie, is you said you'll sing it to everybody, but don't do it to you. See, I would get lost. If it was your birthday, I would sing, assuming you like it.
Because you sing to everybody else,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and this doesn't only apply to restaurants.
Yeah, but you don't have to hear my voice when everybody else is singing.
That's true.
Fair, dog. Hey.
All right, well, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
My kids loved her. They loved her as a teacher. Yes.
She sounds so nice.
They loved her, yeah.
But I was going to say, bro, it doesn't even have to apply, like, if we're just at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't care if we're just at home doing a little cake, a little somebody stuff. You don't have to sing to me at all. I don't care what we're doing. I don't need anybody to sing, mm-mm, loved ones or strangers.
I'm with you on that for sure. Let's go to Carrie in West Bend this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So another Carrie, we're talking about if you like having happy birthday sang to you, because I feel like a lot of people, this is their worst nightmare.
Mm.
I guess it depends. Like if it's at home and my kids are singing for my birthday, I love it.
Sure.
If we're in a restaurant and you ask me, I will say no.
Yeah.
But if it just happens, I'll go with it.
Do you think it's good they're now asking? Because I was surprised by that, yet relieved that she asked.
I do.
Yeah.
Just, you know, with anxieties, mental health things,
yep,
people's preferences. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
And not to mention the lack of staff places. So now she had to go corral everyone to sing. So think about that. All I want is a refill on my Diet Coke, and I got to worry about now I'm worrying because they're singing happy birthday to table 5.
Exactly, yeah.
The manager and the chef involved now. Everybody's out here clapping.
Can't even find the hostess because she's singing. All right. So Carrie says, well, if you're at home with the kids but not at a restaurant.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. I'll take it.
Thank you for calling, Carrie.
You bet.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Allison's in Racine, DZ. I don't know if she likes to be sang too, but good morning, Allison. Should we say?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I love it. Bring out the cooks. Bring out the chefs. Bring out the entire restaurant.
What?
I want my 2 minutes from strangers of attention.
That's it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I don't know when your birthday is, but happy birthday, Allison.
Woo! Thank you. Now, I need my 2 minutes. I have to say, on the polar opposite of that is my daughter, who is petrified every time I do it. She wants nothing to do with it when it's her birthday.
You traumatized her. What do you want? She wants the free dessert.
She just wants the dessert.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, Allison, everybody wants the free dessert.
Well, of course.
I mean, but you probably traumatized her when she was a kid from doing your overly over the top. It was the 2 minute version that killed you. Had you stuck with the 30 seconds.
Allison wins it. Allison definitely wins it. She said, give me my 2 minutes, grab all the strangers. I don't care.
Yes.
Pull them up.
She said, pull the cook.
Grab the guy next door. Open the window. Let everybody see.
Let's be real. The guy working at the cell phone store next door is not busy. Pull him in. All right, Allison. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy birthday. Bye.
Happy birthday.
Oh, she was funny. Oh, my God. All right. Last but not least, you know, the mascot man's on the phone. Tony in Racine. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
I have no idea if Tony's going to be one of these people that loves to be sung to or hate it. I don't know.
If I had to guess, I'd say he's a love to sing to me kind of cat, bro. I don't know why. I just feel it.
Tony?
Cap. No, I hate it. I do not celebrate my birthday, and I hate it, and all my friends know it. So wherever we go, they will tell wherever we're at, it's my birthday.
Everybody.
Even when it's not.
Naturally, so you get got regardless.
Just to give me the thing anyway.
I'm sorry, I support this. I don't see the problem here. I think it's great that your friends do that. I mean,
only the real homies.
DZ and I can sing to you right now if you want, Tony. We're here for you.
I'll take my 2 minutes of fame then.
Now he will. Now he's into it. But he said, but plug my business if you sing. Make sure it's to the mascot man, not just Tony and Racine. Please, God. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Is it wrong that I laughed when Chris Brown got stuck in the air and he was hanging and like a rag doll on stage? Did you see that video?
No, because it was funny.
I got a kick out of it. I was like, but anyway, if you missed that, look that up. Chris Brown, he got stuck in the air and somebody had to bring a ladder over. And then the people reliving that and remaking their own videos to mock it.
Even funnier than the actual video is.
Oh my God, right. The people bringing a ladder in their kitchen to like mock the real. Oh, I was dying.
I saw one at the park. Well, Buddy had hung himself from the swing, arms through the swing, right? And had somebody get a ladder. Listen, top tier. Just search Chris Brown. Stuck in the air. Oh, it'll come up.
Good stuff, that's for sure. And thank you to all the creators who made good videos to mock it. I love it. Okay, DZ, we're talking the things people say that are really just a mask for something else. They're trying to make they're trying to be positive, but we're going to dissect it and tell you what it really means.
It's basically spinning negatives into positives or making a negative sound better than it actually is. What do we mean by that? When somebody calls you cheap and you're like, I'm not cheap, I'm frugal.
Right? Spinning a negative, and I'm watching my money. I'm responsible. You're the irresponsible one.
I'm not penny pinching. No.
You said one though that really got me. It was the work one, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the team player one.
Go ahead. This one I lost. We all know. We all know.
Being a team player. What does being a team player actually mean? That usually means somebody else on the team didn't do what they were supposed to do. So what does being a team player actually means? It means picking up the slack.
There it is. Let's be a team player, aka pick up everyone else's slack who's not doing what they need to do. You had me with that one. I went, now that is a hell of a way to spin it. Because it's true. Just be a team player.
Just be a team player.
You're not being a team player. You don't want to pick up all their slack? What's the problem?
Appreciate everybody being a team player. And listen, I'm a team player. Don't get me wrong. I am a team player, but we know what it really means, man.
Absolutely. That's a really good one. Things that people say that you could spin, basically, you spin a negative into a positive, right?
I'm not homeless. I'm residence free.
Okay. I live on my friends' couches. Okay. I'm not homeless.
I'm not homeless.
I don't pay rent. You know.
I'm financially less burdened than you are.
Those are really good ones. My favorite is by far the be a team player, aka pick up everyone else's slack. That's the best one you came up with by far. I want to hear everybody else's. 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, after losing weight, you look so good or so much better. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awkward one. No, you look so much better.
I looked bad before, I guess. Huh.
You're like, gee, thanks for that. Or so much better. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. The question is, what do you say to other people or what do people say to you that's really just masked? Let's be real.
Yeah. How do you get them negative spun into positive?
Mm-hmm. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. And I'm going to pull up these texts. I'm going to read some more. Somebody said, oh, your family obviously comes first before your job, quote unquote. Oh, yikes. Kiss FM.
Is that wrong, though?
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about positive phrases for negative things. DZ, you led the way on this one, let me tell you.
How you making lemonade out of lemons, right?
You tell me. Well, my favorite one you did was, come on, just be a team player, which really just means pick up everyone else's slack. You said it.
That's right.
You weren't messing around. No, you're not wrong at all about that. Let's go to Jamie in Grafton this morning. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's one you got for us, turning a negative into a positive?
I had to use this one on my mother-in-law recently.
Hmm. Oh?
I did not forget your birthday. I remembered it on the wrong day.
So you forgot my birthday?
Jamie, that didn't work for me. Nope, nope, nope. You're wrong. Jamie, come on. She said, no, this is how I said it. So wait, did you say that to your mother-in-law or your mother-in-law said that to you?
I did it to my mother-in-law.
Oh, boy. Thanksgiving's going to be awkward, boy. Let me tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say back? I gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I left a note. I didn't even say it to her.
Of course. No, she wasn't going to face the mother-in-law and say, I just thought the wrong day. I'm didn't so forget. Sorry. Come on.
No, all right. Not at all.
Jamie, go work on your relationships. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the call. That was funny, bro.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Amy's in Glendale. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What is something that you say or somebody said to you turning negatives into positives, I should say?
So I recently moved from Minnesota, and in Minnesota, they are the kings and queens of being kind of passive aggressive. And one phrase that is used very frequently is, well, that's interesting. And it totally means they don't like it. Or,
yep.
That's different.
Yes. Oh. We had a boss who's no longer here, and she would say that. She would be like, oh, interesting. And after a few times, I looked at her, and I go, that's what you say when you're trying not to insult anyone, is it? I can tell. I was like,
and
smart,
I would say
smart.
That I'm like, yeah. That means you don't like what I just did or said.
But it's so a nicer way. I should support it, though, because it's a little bit nicer than being like, dude, what you said sucks, which is how I would have said it.
Although, when you get, like, a sparkly Christmas tree and someone comes over and it's like, oh, that's different, you know, then
different.
It's like, oh, yeah, your house looks like, you know.
Well, make sure they're actually listening, though, Amy, because I also say things like that when I'm not listening. Oh, that's interesting. Look away.
True.
You gotta know.
That is true. That's a mom thing,
that's
though.
That's different.
Yeah. No, girl, that ain't a mom thing. That's an everybody thing. Are you kidding me?
Not wrong, bro.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a great day, Amy. Yeah. All right. Next up, she is the latest one. Well, I don't know if she's the latest one, but she earned her own theme song. Lori, the OG from Timmerman Airport, is what we're calling her. She picked Wild Wild West. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, Wepa Wepa.
Lori.
Wepa Wepa OG.
Welcome to the Regulars Club. You got your song now. And what's some things people say that they spin a negative into a positive or try to?
Well, this is just me personally, but I've heard it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, that typical backhanded comment. You're so pretty with your hair down, because I have very long hair.
Oh, I can relate to this.
As opposed to what? I'm homely when I have a ponytail in, because my face doesn't change no matter what my hair looks like.
Lori, my own father said that to me. Oh, yeah, you look way better with your hair down, Allison. I go, thanks, Dad. I didn't really need you to tell me that, even though I knew it and thought it. I didn't need your reassurance on that. Thanks for nothing, you know what I mean?
Hold on. I'm not defending by any means.
I had to hang up on Lori. She had the radio up
good
too
and
loud.
Well. Oh, no, sorry. I was hearing it. But y'all know, appreciate you, Lori. Y'all know good and well. Sometimes the way your hair falls on your face really shapes your face differently. Kind of like a beard. A beard shapes
thanks.
Your face
now I have a
way
beard?
Different. No. Never mind.
You can't win. You're
perfect
like
the way you
beard.
Are, Allie. Never mind.
Allie, you know, like your beard. Oh my God, it's so
bad
funny.
Bad analogy. I digress.
All right, it's fine. I'll let it slide. No, I
was trying to spin a negative into a positive. My bad.
I know. It's crazy though, because even though I agree with Lori and I feel the same, a lot of us look better with our hair down and not up. It's still, yeah. When people say it,
it's annoying.
You're like, oh, I guess I don't look that great.
Just the messy bun really is messy.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia's in Pewaukee. Hi, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you got for us?
You speak very good English for a minority.
That one's a dagger.
God,
I know.
Why are people so dumb? How many years do I have to be alive before you learn not to say dumb stuff?
I went to UW-Madison and I rewrote the English exam to get into the School of Journalism. I know how well I speak English.
Oh, Mic drop for real. You go, girl. Next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.